how am I as a woman gonna, you know, like function in that big group of male? I was really intimidated at the beginning, like everything I did, like I not double, triple, I don't know how many times I checked it, and I was really also nervous. Am I gonna really understand this audience?
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, empowering and celebrating women in tech around the world. And we are in Skopje, Macedonia. This is so exciting. And I have our next Women in Tech for you. Hello.
Hi.
I'm so hyped that you had the time to connect with us today. Go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So hi, guys. I'm Emma. I work at IWM Network, so I originally started working here about almost 2 years ago as a co-editor of IT.mk, which is the biggest portal about technology in Macedonia. So I started doing that, and about also almost a year ago, I started doing digital marketing also for IWM Network. So I do, like, it's a good mix of IT.mk, like tech, startups, community and everything, and the digital marketing, you know, being a bit more creative. So yeah, that's me.
When did your journey in technology start? Did you have tech in your home growing up?
Well, I don't know, not really. I mean, I think it started in university, but when I got into tech really, when we had like a lecture, we had a guest lecturer who was a CEO from a startup, and he talked about that, the whole like startup world, tech, and that got me very interested. Their story was very interesting. So I applied for an internship there and got that, and it was supposed to be a month, which lasted a year because
it always goes that way.
Yeah, it was so interesting, like learning new things, new technologies, everything that it's not so much present here. So like being in that world, building a community outside your country was very interesting, also consuming. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got into it. So the other things happened very unexpectedly.
What did you study in school?
Electronic business. So
it was still tech.
Yeah, but the first few years are mostly, like you said, more economy. And I was like, oh, this is kind of boring, get myself into. Yeah. But then you, like, the last few years, you get more into tech. So it's more interesting, yeah.
And then your internship, was it intimidating at all to apply for your internship in the beginning?
Yeah. Like, the first mail I wrote to the guys there, I mean, it's hilarious. Like, all formal and everything. And yeah, it was a bit intimidating because I didn't have much experience into that. As I said, the first year was set in more economy, so that's what I mostly knew. So it was, I was not sure, like, how am I going to do? Am I going to know anything, you know?
Right, right.
Even though you go there to learn something, I was like, how am I going to be in that environment?
Right.
It was a bit intimidating and scary, but it worked out in the end very well, yeah.
And would you recommend, because I know in some Balkan regions, it's kind of, people don't want to take an internship. They don't really understand it. Why was an internship valuable for you?
Oh, definitely. Like, people here, don't really want to take the internship. I don't know why, to be honest, but for me, it's something that set me on this path. And it's very valuable because you learn a lot of new things because you know, you're there and you want to soak up this knowledge, and the people there want to teach you things, and you get to like meet new people, get this new experience that will show you in the long run if you want to do this or not. Because I don't know, I did an internship in a bank too, and I realized that it's something that I definitely don't want to do.
Right, right.
So it really showed me where like I want to be and kind of like find my path.
I feel like an internship is a great way to figure out exactly what your path is, meaning like if you don't know what food you like until you try the different foods, an internship is you don't really know what job you're going to like until you try the different jobs and find the one that really clicks with you.
Yeah.
And what is it about your job now? What's a day in your life look like?
So I get in, first thing, okay, I get coffee. The first thing I do is always like check what's going on with IT.MK. That is like seeing the articles for the day, planning how they're going to get published, then coordinating with the authors what they should write about, you know, finding new startups, something interesting for them to write about, you know, coordinating that with them. Then also like finding new opportunities for partners, you know, for someone to collaborate, because I think now there's a lot of like startups coming here that are starting out. So I think that's something interesting that we as a site want to help them out. So, and present them here, because they're not a, most of the startups here also work for companies abroad, and there are a lot of startups here that people don't even know about. So we're like trying, you know, to encourage them and communicate with them and, you know, just get them out there. So apart from that, as I said, I also do digital marketing. So that's also communicating with clients, making plans for the day, for the next month, years, meetings with them. So yeah, it's a bit of a combo to do.
And what tools do you use to do your job? Like what are some of your favorite apps or software or websites?
I tried a lot of like to-do lists to do, and those just don't work for me. I don't know why. Like I use Asana.
Yeah.
For, you know, for tasks.
That's Asana is a project management tool. Yeah.
So that's what we use for some projects. I also like put my task there. For me, to be honest, almost always works like piece of paper and a pen. So I just pin it on my desktop, and that's what gets me going most of the time, because a lot of the apps I've tried using have not worked with me.
Right,
because,
right.
Like, you know, like a notification pops and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, swipe right, and then...
And you forget
it. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And so you're saying the best, most effective technology is a pen.
Yeah, that's bad. But for me, I don't know why. It's like, because when I visualize it and I see it there, it's like... I have to do it.
Yeah. What's one obstacle that you've successfully overcome in your profession, and how did you overcome it?
Fear, I must say. Because when I first started, tech is mostly dominated by men. So when I started in IT.MK, in an industry to be an editor of a portal, in an industry that's male-dominated, and, you know, we have a forum also that it's also male-dominated. So I was a bit intimidated by that, like, how am I as a woman gonna, you know, like function in that
right.
big group of male?
Right, right, right.
I was really intimidated at the beginning, like everything I did, like I not double, triple, I don't know how many times I checked it. And I was really also nervous about the feedback I was gonna get. And I was like, am I gonna really understand this audience and see what they need? And, you know, to present that in a way they will like it and then enjoy it and come back to read it.
Yeah.
So I think that was a big challenge for me. And I think it took me a lot of time to overcome that fear and to also understand that, okay, it's not that scary even if you make a mistake. And also not everyone is going to like everything you put out there. So I also had like an amazing colleagues and leadership to help me understand that, like, it's okay, it's not that scary. You
right.
will make mistakes, but you will find your path and
right.
you will overcome it. And yeah, it's sometimes intimidating for a woman in a, you know, male-dominated industry, but we got to do it so that the gender gap closes.
Totally. And what's one piece of advice or suggestion you would give to the guys that are really supportive to women in tech, something that they could do to collaborate and support us further?
just spread the word more. Like, we need that support from guys, because it's not just girls against guys, because it's nothing, we're not against anyone. Yeah. But we're just trying to, you know, put the message out there and make more people understand that we need each other. Like, we need to work together, and there's nothing bad in that, because there are a lot of people saying the feminist movement, blah, 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 and stuff, but it's not a bad thing. You know, we need to work together to help, you know, raise awareness about what's going on and be more empowered.
And what is this? Has this been your face? Has blah, blah, blah. Adam, fix me. Has this been your first podcast?
Yeah.
And what's the best advice you've ever heard from someone to help you in your profession?
What's the best advice? Just, I don't know, don't be scared. Because, you know, sometimes I struggle with a lot of anxiety when there's, like, some new project, new ideas to be put out there. Like, what are people going to think? What are people going to say? Just, like, don't be scared. Don't overthink it. Like, don't do that. Because once you get into that loop, it's going to be stuck there forever. Just, like, don't be scared and do it, because a lot of people also don't know a lot of things. So do not be so consumed by what other people are going to think about it. Just be brave and just do it.
Amazing.
Cliche as that sounds.
How can people find you? How can people connect with you online?
They can find me through Facebook. Message me. It's Emma Ristovska.
Can you spell it?
It's EmmaRistovka. And they can drop me a mail. That's emma@it.com.mk.
Cool. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. And remember to say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hi, I'm Emma Ristovska, editor of IT.mk, which is the biggest tech portal in Macedonia. Talking to you from Skopje, Macedonia, you're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that, you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.